We're talking about barn quilts on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for being here. They are quilt blocks painted on wooden squares, and each one tells a story. Each one is carefully crafted and to reflect the sponsor and it lasting for generations on that barn. There are now 43 states with quilt trails, including our friends over in Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And we're on a tour of the ones in Shawano County, which hails itself as Wisconsin's barn quilt capital. Have you seen the quilt squares on barns in Shawano County? What is your impression of them? What's your favorite one? We're at 800-642-1234. Jim Leuenberger is a writer and photographer. He helped start the Shawano County Barn Quilt Project, and he wrote a book, photographed a book as well, called The Barn Quilts of Shawano County, Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much.
So for those who are not familiar with barn quilts, put a picture in our mind's eye, if you will. Explain what they look like.
A barn quilt is actually a quilt block or quilt pattern painted on 2 4x8 sheets of plywood. I draw a pattern on the plywood, and then I paint the barn quilt on the boards, and then we put them up on the barn.
And you go through a lot of painter's tape, I would imagine.
Well, we started the project in 2010, and for some reason I decided to save all the tape that we have used to do the quilts. And so I have a kind of a tape sculpture in the basement at the Shawano Chamber where I do the painting. And there are now over 30,000 feet of tape in that particular little sculpture.
Okay, wait, is that sculpture taller than you?
No, you know, it's kind of funny. You expect that it would keep getting taller, but the tape keeps settling, so it's not getting any taller, but it's certainly getting a lot heavier.
Oh, it kind of sounds like us as we age, huh?
I'm not going to comment on that.
I think we're slightly off course here. So, you know, back to these barn quilts. You know, you have more than 300 now in Shawano County. Did you ever imagine that you would hit, you know, hundreds of them?
Not really. When I started the project in 2010, you know, people said, well, how many of these are you going to have? And I had no idea what kind of acceptance we would have. I mean, Shawano has always been a big dairy county, so there are lots and lots of nice old historic barns in the county. Unfortunately, a lot of them don't have cows in anymore, but many of them have been restored or kept up very well. So we had an opportunity to have a lot of barn quilts, but I really didn't have an idea how many we would have. So I told people, well, I hope we can get at least 25. Well, in our first full year in 2011, we put up 96. So,
ooh, that was a busy year.
That was a busy year. Yeah, my wife and I were spending several hours a day painting quilts during that particular year.
What kind of paint do you use on these? Because these are really vibrant colors on these barn quilts.
It's just exterior paint, Pittsburgh paints. We get them from a local dealer here in town called Deerco. It's where we buy our paint. But it's exterior latex semi-gloss paint. And one of the reasons I think that they're so vibrant and colorful is because we do put three coats of each color of paint on the quilt. We prime the boards before we do the painting, but then we put three coats of each color for the particular pattern.
We're talking with Jim Leuenberger. He is a writer and photographer who has been leading the Shawano County Barn Quilt Project. Have you seen the quilt squares on barns in Shawano County and across Wisconsin? What is your impression of them? Which one is your favorite? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Jim, I understand you were inspired by barn quilts you've seen in other states and other places. What was that inspiration from?
Well, I like, as you said, I'm a writer and a photographer as well. And when we were we've been driving around in other states and in southern Wisconsin, we saw barn quilts. So I was taking pictures of them. I mean, I enjoy taking pictures of things like that. And I don't know. I just came home one day in June of 2010 and told Irene that I was just going to see if I could get a barn quilt project going. And The way we started it is in some states, 4-H clubs have done a quilt as a club project. So I met with the Shawano County 4-H Leaders Association and explained to them what barn quilts were all about. And 10 of the 25 clubs at that time said they would like to do one. So that's what really started the project in 2010. We had three of them done by 4-H clubs in 2010. But yes, I had seen quilts, and you know, there's a lot of them in southern Wisconsin. There's a lot of quilts in Iowa, and we've been in other states where we've seen barn quilts. So they're just something that's so nice to see when you're driving around the country, and I thought it'd be something that would add to Shawano County.
And now you're painting in the basement of the Chamber of Commerce, is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They have a really nice relatively new building, and when I approached them about the quilts, they thought this would be something that would be good for tourism, and they said, well, if unless you have someplace else to paint them, you can utilize part of our basement. And so that has really been great, because at one point we were painting 5 quilts at a time, so we needed a lot of space. We needed a place that was nice and cool in the summer and warm in the winter and dry and clean and bright and all that. And so they let me come to there anytime I want, and I can work on quilts. And that's been a really big help for the project.
It's like in your artist studio.
Yes, exactly. It's my home away from home.
What does your wife, Irene, think of all of this? That's what I want to know.
Well, when we first started, when I came up with it, I said, she says, well, who's going to paint these? And I said, well, we are. And she said, well, who's we? Well, it turned out that the we is her and me. So we've painted probably we have 352 quilts up. We're going to actually put up 2 more this morning. But we've painted probably out of the 350-some, we've probably painted 325 of them. So, yeah, we've spent a lot of time there, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, if you could take us through the artistic part of the process, how are the squares designed? How do you come up with the pattern?
If people don't have an idea of what they want for a quilt block pattern, I do have a book, believe it or not, that has 5,000 patterns in it, not specifically for barn quilts, but just quilt blocks. And so when somebody wants a quilt, I have them meet me at the chamber so they can see where I do the painting. And then I've picked out of those 5,000, I don't expect them to go through 5,000 patterns. They would go crazy. So I picked out, I don't know, anywhere from 20 to 50 patterns that I know would look nice and would be colorful and relatively easy to lay out the pattern. And so we start going through them, and then usually they find one they like, and then from there I lay out the pattern on the plywood and get it taped off and then start the painting. So my biggest thing that I had to learn was that, you know, I'm starting with like a 2-inch square quilt block image, and I had to figure out how to, in proportion, turn that into an 8-foot square. So my math skills have gotten a lot better, I'll tell you that.
We are on a tour of barn quilts with Jim Leuenberger as our guide. He leads the Shawano County Barn Quilt Project. There are hundreds of barn quilts on display in the county. Do you have a barn quilt on display on your barn? Tell us its story and how you went about the design of the pattern. Have you been on a scavenger hunt to find each barn quilt square? Tell us about your progress. Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute. More Wisconsin Weekend ahead here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're on a barn quilt tour on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There are now 20 counties here in Wisconsin that have barn quilts on display. These are the vibrant quilt-style designs painted on an 8x8 piece of plywood. And Shawano County has hundreds of them dotting the countryside. Do you have a barn quilt near you? Do they add something to your autumn drives? Would you like to add a painted quilt square to your barn or get involved in the project? What questions do you have? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Perhaps you have been thinking about putting a barn quilt on your barn, on your farm. What was that project like, and what was the process like of designing your barn quilt? Join in at 800-642-1234. We've been talking with Jim Leuenberger. He helped start the Shawano County Barn Quilt Project, and he also wrote a book on barn quilts of Shawano County, and that book came out in 2015. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Can you tell us about your book that you did on barn quilts?
The book I put together is a book that has a picture of each of the barn quilts that we have in Shawano County, along with the name of the sponsor, where the quilt is located, a little history of the farm, and maybe why they picked the particular quilt pattern they did. And it also has a map that shows where all of the quilts are located. So people can get a book at the Shawano Chamber, or they can also buy it on eBay, as a matter of fact. And then they can drive around Shawano County and take a look at the quilts.
What are some of the more compelling stories that have stuck out to you through the decade, a story of behind a barn quilt that is so meaningful to you?
Every quilt that we've done has a story, and it's really amazing that the people I've met, first of all, because of the quilts. But one that really hit home to me was we had put up a quilt between Bondiwell and Green Bay, and I had the what I usually do is I when we put the quilt up, I take a picture of the people with the quilt on the barn. And this particular quilt had been sponsored by a credit union, so some of the board members from the credit union were there to see the quilt go up and to have their picture taken. And so we had it all done, and I got the information I needed. And so we were driving away, and the car in front of me all of a sudden stopped just on right near the farm. And the gentleman in the car got out of the car, and he walked back to my car. And I rolled down the window, and I said, yes. And he said, well, I just wanted to let you know how much these barn quilts of yours mean to people. And I said, well, that's great, but what exactly do you mean? And he said, well, I lost my wife about 3 weeks ago, and one of the last things she wanted me to do for her before she died was to drive around and look at the barn quilts.
Oh, I mean, wow.
A story like that, why wouldn't I want to keep doing them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And there are other stories like that. It's amazing what a lot of these quilts have meant to people.
It sounds as if, too, that you'll need to be adding on to your book based on the pace you put these barn quilts up.
Well, my first printing of the book was 5,000, and we're almost out of them. So, yes, sometime next year I'm going to update the book. And by then we'll probably have, well, I know we're going to have 360 quilts in Shawano County by the end of the year. And so whatever number we're at sometime in the middle of next year, I'll update the book, you bet.
Well, let's look at the tourism aspect here. There are now events based on viewing the barn quilt squares. There's a bus tour, I understand.
Actually, we have several bus tours during the year from all over the Midwest. Many of them come specifically just to see the barn quilts, which is, again, amazing to me. And most of the time, Irene and I are available, so I act as the tour guide, and she acts as the navigator. And we drive around for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours talking about the quilts, and we'll stop at a number of them. And explain the stories behind them, like the one I just told. So, yeah, the tourism aspect has been amazing. It really has. We've had people, like I said, from all over the Midwest and other parts of the country come just to see our quilts. And then an event that we started about 4 or 5 years ago there's a group in Shawano called Shawano Pathways who are they promote being active, having an active lifestyle, and especially riding a bicycle. So they started a Bike the Barn Quilts event, which is held the last Saturday of every September. And this year, I think we had 168 people go on this.
Riders.
And riders, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's like 6 or 7 different routes they can take, depending on how avid a biker they are. The longest one is 70 miles. The shortest one, I think, is 5 miles. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful event, and it certainly helped tourism, that's for sure.
We're talking with Jim Leuenberger, who is behind over 300 barn quilts in Shawano County, and we're exploring the origin story of barn quilts in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Jim, you've probably traversed every single road in Shawano County by this point.
Yes, we've been on roads that we were never on before, but that brings up a good point. One of the things I wanted to do from the start of this project is to get people out on the back roads. Shawano County is a beautiful county. It's 900 square miles, and there's beautiful colors in the fall. There's lots of maple trees, so we have beautiful colors in the fall. Even the winters are pretty, if you can believe that. But we wanted to get a lot of the quilts on the back roads for that particular reason. We wanted them to enjoy the beauty of Shawano County. Of course, we did put some on the main roads, like Highway 29, just to get exposure and so people could see them and maybe stop at the chamber and find out what they're all about. But, yeah, we want people to get on their bikes or their motorcycles or their cars or whatever, just to drive around and look at the beauty of Shawano County. And hopefully the quilts have added to that.
Jim, how has this project brought Shawano County closer together as a community?
It's been amazing the support we've had from the community throughout the whole county. We've had a lot of a lot of businesses sponsor quilts. Most of the quilts are sponsored by the barn owners themselves, but there are a lot of businesses, financial institutions, those kinds of things who have sponsored a quilt. Many individuals have sponsored quilts. We've had people from other parts of the state who don't even live in Shawano County sponsor a quilt. They come up here for vacation or whatever, or they might have a cabin on a lake, and they like the quilt so much they've wanted to sponsor them. So the support of the community has been amazing. And another thing, aspect of our project that is so neat, is that I do write an article about the project or about the individual quilt, putting some information about the history of the farm, why they chose the particular quilt pattern. And again, I get a picture of the people with their quilt. And our local newspaper has printed every single one of those articles.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So we really have a nice history of all these farms that have barn quilts.
Let's go to Cheryl now, joining us from Watertown. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Great. What about barn quilts?
Well, I've never heard of barn quilts, Jim, until right now. And I'm driving, but
really?
I do have pretty good reception. Yeah. And I'm intrigued with what you're doing because we purchased a property. I'm not in Shawano County. We're in Jefferson County. And I really purchased it because I fell in love with the barn. It's a large old barn, and I want to keep it restored. I love the barn. We have a little Cream City farmhouse on the property. But I would love to consider a barn quilt on our barn.
Cheryl, you totally need a barn quilt. Jim, how does she do this?
I are there other barn quilts in Shawano or in Jefferson County?
Not that I know of, Jim. But again, we just moved there within the last year, and so
okay.
I haven't explored as much as I would like to. However, we are on a county road that's pretty well traveled. A lot of bicyclists, motorcyclists, because it is a beautiful county road.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to share that with people that drive by our barn.
Cheryl, that is awesome. And Jim, we're short on time, but what would be your best tip for people like Cheryl who might want a barn quilt on their barn?
I actually put together a set of guidelines on how to do a barn quilt. And if somebody outside of Shawano County would like to do one, they're not that hard to do, they could contact the Shawano Chamber and get emailed a set of these guidelines to do a quilt.
Perfect. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jim Leuenberger helped start the Shawano County Barn Quilt Project that is going strong for the past decade, and his 2015 book is called The Barn Quilts of Shawano County, Wisconsin. Coming up, we travel around the state to local breweries, and we discuss what makes a great beer for the season. Which brewery produced your favorite Oktoberfest beer this year? Which brews are you still drinking or storing for later? Join in at 800-642-1234. There's more Wisconsin Weekend with seasonal brews right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.